Hey, this is Donna Hetzler in for Angie Austin today, and I'm so excited about our guests here. But I've got Jennifer Bishop, my sister from another mister, with me. We're having fun today.
I've missed you so.
I have missed you too. I had been fighting a cold, and I got this sexy voice now going. What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
Dave really loves it a bit.
Yeah. I call him in my sexy voice.
I thought Kathleen Turner was here.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, so we have a great show today, and we are going to be talking with the Treasure House of Hope. And I have to just give you a little background about how I was introduced to them, because there's always God fingerprints on every divine appointment, right? And so I was at an office at an appointment, and there was a young lady who came in, and she was selling bread. And so she was selling the bread to the receptionist, and I asked her a few questions, and why do you sell the bread and all that good stuff? And she says, I'm 6 months clean, and I've been recovering and what have you from a drug addiction. And so she had this little brochure that was Treasure House of Hope. And I said, let me look at that, because Jericho Girls, I run a nonprofit, and we are looking to partner with some nonprofits and support them and come alongside them, because that's the whole idea of Jericho Girls Ministries, is to come alongside other women and support them. So along the way, I'm reading this brochure, and one of our Jericho Girls leaders in Blackhawk up in the mountains was telling me, hey, I really want to introduce you to this nonprofit, and I want to do a little retreat for them. And their name is Treasure House of Hope. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know. So God just connected the dots and brought me to meet Angelia Anderson and Shelly Huff, who are both here today in the studio. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk a little bit about your story. So I actually went to Angelia's house and heard her story, but I was so taken in about how you just started. So give us all just a little background about how this nonprofit came to be, because it was really through your story and what God has done in your life and a promise to God if you deliver me from this, I will do this for you, right?
That's right.
So share with us.
And we're looking at 19 years later. So
wow. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Oh, thank Jesus.
Yes. Mm. I came through a real tough time with drugs, alcohol, domestic violence, and I was just bound by drugs and alcohol. Didn't know that I could ever be clean and sober. Didn't have no idea of how to get clean and sober, you know. So that was an end to a hopeless situation, that I thought that I was gonna die in my addiction. And we all know that God is God, right? And He Amen. Will not leave you alone. And I had that encounter with God. I was introduced to Jesus back in my cousin. She came through her addiction, and she always told me that a man named Jesus saved her, and he could save me. And I thought, yeah, right. You know,
yeah,
right. I'm too messed up. Uh-huh. I'm too messed up. You know, I think my mom dropped me when I was little, or, you know, something happened that I didn't get the report, you know. So nevertheless, my addiction, it just became worse and worse. And then one day I went to this place called, it was Victory Outreach. I went to this place, and it was free. After I was just so sick and tired of being sick and tired, I just knew that I was going to die in my addiction. Matter of fact, I had a vision of me dying. I had a vision. Yeah, a vision of me opening a hotel door and somebody blowing my face off from all of the, you know, I've stole their money, their drugs, and, you know, just in my addiction, just doing the most, ripping and running up on Kofax and in and out of hotel rooms. And God gave me a vision that this is the way it's going to end for you if you don't stop, you know, riding down, you know, Kofax somewhere, and somebody see me that I've, you know, stolen from, and they was going to blow my face off.
Wow. Oh. And isn't it so like God to just let us come to the end of ourselves?
Right.
Because sometimes we have free will, right?
That's right.
So He just lets us come to the end, and then He's like, okay, here I am.
That's right.
And you want to do this now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Free will.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so you did, right?
Yeah, I did. I was in and out of jail, of course, during those times. But I came to the end of myself, and that's where I surrendered. And that day, 2000, it was November the 14th, 2000. I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. That was the day that I said, I'm done. It's over. I cannot do this anymore. And I walked into those doors, and I stayed in that place for 5 years.
Wow. Yeah.
5 years.
Fast. I stayed. So 5 years of recovery.
5 years of recovery.
And then you had a mentor who coached you and coached got you me. To go to school, right?
She got me to go to school, get my degree in human services, a bachelor's degree. I got my CAC license. I went through 1, 2, and 3. And now I can supervise other CAC people that want to get their counseling drug addiction license.
And so then you decided, well, first you met your husband,
I met my husband in 2000. Well, I met him in 2006, but we got married in 2008.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 2008. And God behold, he had some of the same vision of working with youth and working with men.
Uh-huh.
Working with men. So, yeah, we came together and we knew it was a great need in Colorado in this metro area.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, so we came together and I was already working with probation officers. I was working with, drug court, and I was working with a lot of the participants coming out of a DOC. So I was pretty connected in the city of Colorado.
Well, and then what amazed me is you invited me and the Jericho Girls, our board, over to your house. And I want you guys to know, like, Angelia's out there. She is doing it. She opened up her own home to homeless, to those who are struggling in addiction, have nowhere to go. I just went to one of her events, Threads of Love, where she gives clothes away to all the homeless and gets the word out. And she's just loving on people. She's trying to get people to come to the house. You need the one gal you were talking to, and you're like, you need to be in my house. I can help you. And she's doing it, and she just opened the doors, and she has people come in. And in your home, you can have 10, mm-hmm. 10 women, right? And the men can be up to 12. Mm-hmm. And you have three houses?
Mm-hmm. I have two.
Two houses.
One for women and one for men.
Okay.
We want a third one for women and
children.
See,
I already claimed
it. So you claimed it.
You got the third house. We are claiming that. Oh, my goodness.
I receive it.
Yes. And then you've got a one-year program mm-hmm. where you bring people in off the streets.
That's right.
And you help them get recovered. Mm-hmm. And then you teach them a vocation. Mm-hmm. And you teach them how to bake the bread. The ministry is ran off of the sales from the bread.
Yes.
You teach them to save money, how to have hope, how to have a future. And it's just so inspiring to me. And we also have Shelly here. And so we've got to hear just a little bit about Shelly, because you came to Angelia by a God appointment, right?
Yes, it was actually her cousin's brother-in-law that I lived next door to in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
He had known me for a couple years. I lived next door to him. And then we ended up moving to another part of town, but we stayed connected. And he had seen me in my addiction. I was in my addiction for 10 years. He had seen me in the last couple years of it, and he just saw me getting worse and worse. And he ended up telling me about this place, and I knew that I was supposed to come here. I didn't have a relationship with the Lord at that time, and he just swooped in, did a Holy Ghost swoop on my life and saved my life and brought me here November 3rd, 2012. And I just haven't turned back since.
That's
and Angelia
great.
Really took me under her wing and really was able to show me the love of Christ and show me how to have a relationship with him myself. And it did a 180 on me.
Yes.
My life totally changed.
And I was so impressed when we talked at your house about how you learned to forgive yourself, how you learned about Jesus. And you are graduating, right, this
yes,
week?
Yes, on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Yes. And Angelia just came alongside you and said, you can do this. You can get an education. Mm-hmm. You can change your life. And now you're kind of her right-hand gal. You guys work together in the ministry. And Angelia, where can everybody get in touch with you? Like, you have a website or what have you?
We do. We have a website. It's www.treasurehouseofhope.com. They can contact us anytime there. You can fill out an application on the website and we'll receive that. Just put us in and we'll get that. And also, you can call 720-422-2534 and push option 3 or push option 4 for Shelly or myself.
Oh, good. Wonderful. And I think Jennifer's got a question for you, too.
Yeah, so Shelly, when you said, you knew what you knew that you knew that you knew, a lot of people, that are listening, maybe they're not Christian, maybe they're not, what did that feel like for you when you said you knew what you knew what you knew? Like, was it a feel, like, how did that transpire?
It's so hard to explain.
I know.
It's one of those things you know, when you have a gut feeling about something and you know you either should or shouldn't do it, it was one of those feelings.
So you knew in the depths of your gut that you needed to do this.
Yes. That this was where I was supposed to be.
Super
courageous. I had been crying out. I was first saved when I was 7 years old. I didn't have a relationship with the Lord after that, so I didn't know what it meant. Mm-hmm. But yes, I knew deep down in my heart, I knew I needed to do something different. Mm-hmm. I didn't fit in out there with my so-called friends or even with my family anymore. Nobody wanted anything to do with me. Mm-hmm. So I knew that something had to change, and I just knew that this was a door open for me and the opportunity for me to do something different with my life.
Super courageous. And oh my gosh, Angelique, just amazing, amazing,
she's
amazing,
out there just
amazing.
Doing it in the trenches, right. And loving on people.
Truly the hands and feet of Christ.
Yes.
Truly.
In action. That's what I saw when you were out there helping everybody. And you know, it was interesting. I had put a note here when you said you thought you were too messed up for help. And it's so funny. I mean, not funny, but it's funny.
Not funny, ha-ha.
Yeah, not funny, ha-ha, but like interesting, because I was driving here, kind of going through some of the things in my mind that I've been healing from in the last year. And I said, Lord, I am so messed up. How did I get so messed up? And I think the message for our listeners is, you know, you are never too messed up.
That's right.
There is no low too low for God that he can't pull you out of.
That's right.
And no matter where you're at in your walk or what you have gone through, you are loved by God. Mm. There is forgiveness and healing through
That's
God.
Right.
And what other message would you like listeners to know?
I like them to know, no matter how broken you are, no matter how you feel so hopeless, that there is hope in Christ. There's hope. And we believe in pulling treasures out of darkness through love and compassion and giving hope.
Yes. And you are a treasure.
Yes.
And you are a treasure,
yes,
too. I just love seeing you in action. So can you share like a recent story with us of something that a big transformation? I mean, Shelly's sitting here. You're amazing and a big transformation, but something that recently happened, perhaps? I know I'm putting you on the spot quickly, but
it's so many stories.
Yeah.
You know, when you come to Treasure House and you see the miracles all sitting around you every day, you know, and that's the hope that we go out every day to the streets and we let people know that there's hope in Christ, and that no matter if you don't have a relationship with him, just open your heart and be open-minded and say, let me try something different.
Right.
Let me just do something else. I've tried everything else. Let me try this. And I guarantee you, something will change in your heart and your mind.
Well, I'm reading on your website at Isaiah 45:3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden wealth of secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name.
We're all starting to tear up.
I know. And it is. You know, we connect with people in our darkness. We connect with people in our brokenness. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a disservice when we try to put our happy face on all the time and not be real. Church that I now am attending after my divorce this last year, my new church, it was so interesting because he's like, come in broken, come in, you know, God doesn't want you to put on your Sunday best. God doesn't want, he wants all your baggage. He wants everything. Because
bring it all.
Bring it in.
Yes.
Bring it all.
Oh.
So thank you for what you're
yes,
doing.
Yes, thank you. And tell us one more time your website where people can get in touch with you.
www.treasurehouseofhope.com.
Thank you, Angelia. It's so great to have you here. You got to contact Treasure House of Hope. And remember, no matter where you're at in your walk, you are not too messed up. There is always hope. And you are a treasure. You are beloved. And you are God's special child. So we love you. Thank you for listening to the good news. And we'll see you next time.